You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Impeachment. It's democracy's version of sending back a meal. And today, we reached the series finale of this president's first impeachment. So, let's check in on the latest developments in another installment of The Magical Wonderful Road to Impeachment.
It's probably presidential harassment.
Today was the final day in the impeachment trial of Donald Jambalaya Trump. And no big surprise, he was acquitted by the Republican-run Senate, which was never in doubt. Yeah, don't boo, vote. See, impeachment was known. Like, everyone knew where this was going. This was like a movie where you can guess what was gonna happen without even watching it. You know, like Titanic. Okay, it's a ship that's gonna sink. Or Sophie's Choice. Some lady has to decide which dude she's gonna bone. I get it. So with the outcome never in doubt, the only real drama today was whether any Republicans would dare vote against Donald Trump. And it turns out there was one man with binders full of courage.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney emotionally announced on the Senate floor that he will break ranks and vote to convict and remove President Trump.
The president asked a foreign government to investigate his political rival. The president's purpose was personal and political. Accordingly, the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust. With my vote, I will tell my children and their children that I did my duty to the best of my ability, believing that my country expected it of me.
That is shocking. Now that is shocking. Who would have thought that the most badass Republican in the Senate would end up being a Mormon dude named Mitt? And I gotta say, Mitt, you proved everyone wrong. The haters said you were as radical as a glass of skim milk, but they were wrong, Mitt. You're whole milk, my man. That's right, whole milk, fam. And by the way, I like how Mitt said that he voted this way so that he could tell his children he did the right thing. Because that's such a white people thing to say, right? No, white people love explaining themselves to their children. I couldn't look my son in the eye if I didn't do the right thing. Black parents don't give a shit. Like, black parents are just like, boy, you better not look me in the eye. I made you. I'm gonna do whatever I'm gonna do. Now, other than Romney, another Republican senator who was considered on the fence was also about Trump was Susan Collins of Maine, all right? But she decided that we don't need to throw Trump out because she thinks he's already been scared straight.
There are some senators who could have crossed party lines. Senator Susan Collins will not be one of them.
I'm voting to acquit. I believe that the president has learned from this case.
What do you believe the president has learned?
The president has been impeached. That's a pretty big lesson.
However, during a TV anchor's lunch at the White House yesterday, Trump responded to questions about Collins' comments, saying he had done nothing wrong, and that his conversation with Ukraine's president, quote, was a perfect call.
Man, Donald Trump would be the hardest person to defend in court. He'd be like, Your Honor, my client has learned his lesson. No, I haven't! His days of selling drugs are over. Who wants cocaine? Because clearly Trump hasn't learned a lesson. If anything, he's learned that he can do whatever he wants and Republicans will let him get away with it. But first, they're gonna shake their heads. So basically, thanks to Senate Republicans, Trump is now free. He can just run through laws like he's got that Super Mario invisibility star. That's what he can do. Yeah, he's invincible. Except Trump is more powerful than Mario, because in this case, the turtles are on his side. Basically, President Trump is off the hook. He's completely off the hook. And you know what that means? He's gonna let loose tonight, man. He's gonna eat 50 burgers, bang a porn star, and then he's gonna do something crazy. And while Trump, is doing that Joker dance down the courthouse steps, the rest of the country is still focused on the fallout from Trump's State of the Union speech last night. And it's not so much what was in his speech, but the fallout has been about what Speaker Nancy Pelosi did to the speech. And Republicans aren't happy.
A bitter, bitter Nancy Pelosi ripping up the president's State of the Union speech. One of the most classless things ever done in the history of the State of the Union.
I have never seen anybody act so childish in my life.
A spoiled, petulant child essentially picking her nose in front of the American people.
It's not just the numbers you're ripping up. Those are people.
Nancy Pelosi shredding the memory of Kayla Mueller, shredding Tuskegee, 100-year-old Tuskegee Airmen, shredding a little 2-year-old.
That's Pelosi ripping up the stories of these Americans.
Yeah. That is so true, my friends. When Nancy Pelosi tore up a copy of Trump's speech, she wasn't just ripping up a speech, she was ripping up the memory of the people in that speech. Those people are gone now. That's how paper works. Like one time at dinner, the waiter ripped up my receipt and then I was hungry again. Now look, man, you can argue that Nancy was right or wrong to tear up Trump's speech, but I'm sorry, guys. These people, the people that support Trump, have no business complaining about breaches of decorum. All right? Their dude is literally the king of that shit. He puts the dick in decorum. Don't come and act like you now, oh, I can't believe he did this. Because it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny, though, that Republicans were so upset with Nancy's lack of decorum, especially because Trump used the very same speech to bestow America's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, on conservative commentator Rush Limbaugh, right? A man who, to put it mildly, is not known for being best.
The NFL all too often looks like a game between the Bloods and the Crips.
So what does that make her? It makes her a slut, right?
I love the women's movement, especially with walking behind it.
So, nigga with an A on the end. Well, I think I can now.
When I hear Chinese or Japanese, it sounds like all the same word.
He is moving all around and shaking, and it's purely an act.
If any race of people should not have guilt about slavery, it's Caucasians.
Yeah. Yeah, Rush Limbaugh might be racist, sexist, homophobic, and mock people with disabilities, but at least he treats paper with respect. So maybe that was Nancy Pelosi's real mistake. It's not that she was disrespectful, it's that she wasn't disrespectful enough. See, maybe if Nancy interrupted Trump's speech with a racist Asian accent and a couple of casual N-words, instead of earning everyone's anger, she would have earned her own Medal of Freedom.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast. You're listening to Comedy Central.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.